Several children in Colorado and Texas have died in early outbreaks of the flu. The news has sent some parents across the country rushing to pediatricians in search of vaccines. In some areas, though, there's not enough vaccine. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports on what the current flu season might mean to children and adults.
To know what the flu season holds in store for children, scientists who study epidemics want to know more about a new flu virus that's in circulation this year. Julie Gerberding is head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. She especially wants to know whether the new virus has a more powerful effect on children than earlier versions.
We don't know the answer to the question yet. It is common for children to develop severe influenza and for deaths to occur in every flu season, unfortunately. So it will take us some time to figure that out.
James Todd already has an idea about the virus's ability to infect children. He's head of epidemiology at Children's Hospital in Denver, a city that's been hit particularly hard.
We're seeing double or triple the usual amount of flu that we've seen in prior years, and I certainly feel that every day with the number of sick people on our staff as well as the sick children that we're seeing.
Over 1,000 cases at his hospital in less than a month. The worst outbreak he's seen in 30 years. But Todd sees no signs so far that the new virus is more powerful than other flu viruses he's seen.
I don't think the virus is necessarily more virulent, but because it is sufficiently changed from prior virus strains, the population doesn't have a lot of immunity to it, and therefore more people are infected, and therefore you're going to see more complications.
Todd says that some of the people who got sick this year had been vaccinated. Typically, the flu vaccine works only in 70% to 90% of recipients. But he still thinks any protection is better than none, for children's sake and for others.
It's really the children that spread the flu. They pick it up in school, they bring it home to their families give it to their relatives, and so that's how it spreads. And so the best way to interrupt an outbreak is to have your children immunized.
Vaccine shortages in some areas of the country may make that difficult. The American Academy of Pediatrics is asking physicians in those areas to focus on children with underlying medical conditions and their families. Margaret Reynolds, the head of the Infectious Disease Committee at the Pediatrics Academy, says other parents shouldn't panic.
I think the message that needs to get out is sort of a calming of what I think is some over-concern on the part of parents. You know, deaths in normal healthy kids from influenza this year, have been uncommon. They've been rare.
The Academy of Pediatrics also recommends infection control, frequent hand cleaning, directing droplets from coughs or sneezes away from others, keeping sick kids out of school, avoiding crowds in communities where there is a flu outbreak. If children get the flu, there are effective antiviral medications, but they work only if the child gets them in the first day or two after symptoms appear. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.